When Jose Godinez Sampedio was 9 years old, he came to the U.S. from Mexico with his parents on a tourist visa. When the visa expired, he and his parents stayed, a legal violation. But since then, Sarasota Republican Representative Greg Stube says Godinez Sampedio has been a model Floridian. He became an Eagle Scout, graduated valedictorian from his high school.
He went on to New College in Sarasota and got an undergraduate degree. He went to Florida State Law School, where he graduated with a law degree. He passed the Florida bar exam. And in order for him to be able to get into the bar sent the question to the Florida Supreme Court.
Stube says the justices wanted to admit Godinez Sampedio, but were prevented by Florida law.
Basically, what the Florida Supreme Court said is, we would admit this individual into the court if the legislature would give us authorization to do so, and actually encourage the legislature to give the statutory authority so that the Florida Supreme Court could decide to admit this applicant into our state as a lawyer in our state.
Lawmakers in the Senate amended what Stube calls an otherwise innocuous family law bill last week to allow undocumented immigrants admittance into the bar. And since then, heavyweights like House Speaker Will Weatherford have thrown their support behind the measure.
I mean, I plan to vote for that young man. I think it's the right thing to do. And he's got my support when it gets to the floor.
And that vote came Thursday. Stube presented an amendment to the bill, which whittled down the number of people it covers so much that Stube says Godinez Sampedio is the only person he knows of in the history of Florida who would fit under it.
The Senate amendment only states that the individual would be a minor when they were brought here, that they resided in Florida for 10 years, and that they had passed the bar. My amendment to that amendment takes those and adds on that they have legal work authorization approved for by the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, that they've been issued a Social Security card, and that they've registered for Selective Service.
But even with such tight parameters, some lawmakers, like Pensacola Beach Republican Representative Mike Hill, raised several concerns and questions about the measure and what exactly it would do.
Representative Stube, if this amendment passes, would we as a body be declaring de facto that this individual is now a legal immigrant?
Others wondered if it would allow those accepted to the bar under the measure to run for seats on the judge's bench. But Stube says neither of those things would happen. The measure passed the House with a 79-37 vote. Next, the bill will head back to the Senate for another look. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.